Tom Jones has been a pop star since 1965, when his first hit, It's Not Unusual, was released. Since that time, he's remained a star overseas, resurfacing periodically on the American pop charts. Jones has just released a new album called Praise and Blame that finds him covering gospel, blues, and R&B songs. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
What good am I if I'm like all the rest? If I just turn away when I see how you'll dress? If I shut myself off so I can't hear you cry? What
That's the opening song on Tom Jones' new album, Praise and Blame, a cover of Bob Dylan's What Good Am I? From the spare musical accompaniment that showcases a still strong and subtle vocal instrument, it's pretty clear that the 70-year-old Jones is good for crooning with a pleasingly rough edge. In this country, Jones has always been a figure of some ambivalence. He became a star here for pop hits such as It's Not Unusual and What's New Pussycat. But when we first got a load of him on TV, he was a Welshman's variation on Elvis Presley, all swivel hips, tight pants, and growled menace. And in America, being an Elvis variation always means taking a sucker's bet. You can't win. Sure enough, Jones settled into middle age as a middle American star, mostly on TV variety shows and in Las Vegas. He's made occasional stabs at retro relevance, such as his surprisingly witty cover of the Prince song Kiss some years ago. Praise and Blame takes a familiar strategy for aging pop stars. Hook up with a hit producer, in this case, Ethan Johns, who's produced albums for everyone from Kings of Leon to Rufus Wainwright, and try to go the sincerity route.
I'm going down to the church house. Get down on my bended knee. Deacon Jones, pray for me. Deacon Jones, please pray for me. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven. No burning hell. No!
That's the first single from Praise and Blame. It's a cover of the John Lee Hooker song, Burning Hell. Now, it's possible the idea behind singing this song may spring from a dubious motive. Roughly stated, the authenticity of Hooker's blues gives Jones a splash of authenticity by association. But that doesn't mean it also doesn't sound really good. Even as a knockoff of the American performers who originally inspired him, Jones has always had his moments.
Oh, we heard church people say, there are strange things happening every day. On the last red judgment day, when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day, yeah. There are strange things happening every day.
On the other side of the pond, Praise and Blame got a publicity boost when an email from Jones's British record label vice president was leaked, expressing surprise at Jones's song choices. Actually, the quote was, "I have just listened to the album in its entirety and want to know if this is some sick joke," followed by four question marks. Offended, Jones received an apology. The thing is, you know what this guy David Sharp means. His company lured Jones away from his longtime label, expecting to get hits out of him. This is something Jones did as recently as last year, when his version of the Bee Gees' Islands in the Stream went to number one in England. But the first record he turns in under his new contract is a bunch of blues and gospel covers? How disoriented this man Sharp felt. How wily Tom Jones is.
Oh, well, didn't it rain
you take no more.
This odd, fun, faux hipster roots move on the part of Tom Jones is unlikely to be a big success here. It's too far over the horizon of the American pop landscape. But that's almost irrelevant to the musician Tom Jones is at the moment. He's managed to make himself something highly unusual for a man at this stage of his career. Unclassifiable, unpredictable. He's the Lady Gaga of Elvis impersonators, at once of the moment and eternal, disposable and persistently present. And to address that record executive's four question marks, Tom Jones is no joke.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Tom Jones' new album, Praise and Blame.